Now, on to the environmental result. So this has to do with the environment that we're born in, the possessions that we have, the resources that are at our disposal. Okay. And this is, although we're going to talk here mostly about the environmental result in the human realm, also this karma can ripen as the environment in other realms of rebirth. Like, let's say somebody is born in a life form of extreme pain. Having that life form, having that body and mind is the maturation result, okay, the rebirth they take. But then this horrible environment that's either freezing cold or burning hot with all these really disagreeable creatures all around, that is all the environmental result. Okay? Similar for an animal. Yeah, the body and mind of an animal is the maturation result, that first one. But then whether you're born, in a nice, pleasant country or a very unpleasant country, that's the environmental result. Okay? So now we're going to talk about this, the environment in terms of human beings. So as a result of killing, then one's born in an unpeaceful place. Yeah. Now, I don't know about you, but as a kid, I always wondered, why was I born me? Why was I born who I was, the daughter of these parents in this particular community? Yeah? And now, learning about karma kind of explains that. The body and mind being a result, a maturation result, but being born in Southern California and going that to that particular high school and things like that, environmental result, Because I used to read the newspapers and, think, well, wow, why wasn't I born in these countries where there's so much war and terrorism? So at the moment, anyway, kind of good karma is ripening in that respect. But of course, that doesn't mean that you're in the same environment your whole life, because you might be in a peaceful environment for part of your life and a very war-torn country in another part. So you have different karmas ripening at different points. Yeah. And sometimes you meet refugees here, and when you hear their stories in other countries, it's really like unbelievable what they've experienced. And so that was kind of a negative karma ripening in terms of the environment and, results similar to the cause in terms of their experience. And now living here, very different karma ripening. And so the life can really change so much. And our lives really are quite changeable. So result of killing is being born in a war-torn place, being born as a very low social caste, class, so that you have, a lot of hostility being directed towards you. Living in a place where the medical facilities are very poor, where it's difficult to get medical care. Or in a place where the food and the medicine doesn't have much potency. So even you can get some medicine, it doesn't do much. The food isn't very nourishing. Okay? And so, it's really something to think about, especially when you live in different environments, to see the kind of karma that is ripening in a particular place. You live it, in different places. The result of stealing is that we wind up living in a place where the crops fail a lot and where the weather isn't very consistent. And so you get a lot of drought, water shortage, crop failure, hailstorms, tornadoes. Okay, so you can see, as a result of stealing, depriving other people of their resources, oneself is born in an environment that is difficult to find the resources. The resources are really interrupted. Okay? Or for example, you're going to laugh at this, but you'll get the idea. If somebody gives you a cow, it gives less milk when you own it than when somebody else owns it. Yeah. Okay? So the resources are fading away. Maybe somebody gives you a car, it gets worse gas mileage when you own it than when somebody else does. Now, this is environmental result. of stealing. Okay, and then of unwise sexual behavior, then we're born into kind of very inconvenient, smelly, dirty places. You know, kind of very unpleasant places, and people find themselves living in those places, even though maybe nice housing is available, you know, even though maybe they can find some kind of nice situation to live in, but they kind of can't get it together to get out of their really lousy situation. Huh? Actually, the same for any of these. You know, maybe the one with killing. One may have the possibility to go to a place that's peaceful, but somehow one just doesn't get it together to leave and do it. Yeah? I mean, why is it that people just get stuck in situations, even though there are alternatives made available to them? Yeah? It's by the force of this very strong karma. Yeah? That they can't kind of take advantage of what the environment gives them. Do you have a question? Oh, yeah, that's a very different situation. You know, if you want to go work at a refugee camp, you know, you're then being motivated out of compassion, hopefully, you know, to go and benefit others. And, you know, probably living in that kind of environment, if it winds up being inconvenient to you, you are purifying some of your negative karma that way. Yeah. Like, let's say, you know, you go live in a place where it's very, you know, you go out of compassion, but you wind up living in a place where it's very difficult to get proper medicine. And so you yourself wind up getting sick and you lose a lot of weight and the food, you know, the food doesn't sustain you and the medicine doesn't keep you well. So kind of your negative karma is influencing that. But I think because of the quality of your motivation, you know, you're really purifying in doing that because you're doing that for a good reason. You're going there to help others. Okay? And so the result of lying in terms of the environment is that we're born into a place that where people are generally dishonest. You know? So you're born into a country where there's lots of corruption, where everybody bribes everybody else, and everybody lies to everybody else. Yeah? And that's just the way the environment is, that to get anywhere, this is what you have to do. You have to lie, you have to pay back sheep. Yeah? And, you know, I mean, what's tricky about all these karmas is that, you know, a negative karma might put you in a kind of bad situation, but then our mind generally reacts negatively to the bad situation, so then we create more negative karma. Yeah, I mean, it's a real spiraling thing. And that's why the Dharma practice is so important, and that's why, you know, when we do the thought training teachings of transforming bad circumstances into the path, that's why it's so important. Because otherwise, you know, kind of a negative karma ripens, and instead of counteracting it with a positive attitude, our garbage mind arises and we just do more and more, so we get more and more garbage results. Yeah? That's why, you know, transforming negative things in the past is really important. And that's why understanding how karma works, it helps us do that. You know, so when we're in an environment that's unpleasant or we have a bad experience, we can recognize it as, oh, this is a result of my own karma. And so then instead of getting angry and taking it out on others, we accept it and try and have a path, you know, an accepting and patient and tolerant attitude to go through it and learn from the situation, so that we come out better people instead of just acting out our same old behavior patterns again and again and again. Okay, karmic result in the environment for slander, you know, divisive speech, is that we're born in a place that's very rocky and uncomfortable with, like, extremes of high and low places, lots of cliffs. So a very uneven land. The place that's very dangerous. cliffs and crevices and lots of things like this. It's interesting, isn't it? Because when you, I find very interesting, it's like, when you read literature or poetry, how we use physical examples to talk about mental states, this is what this is, isn't it? It's like a physical example that really describes what that mental state is like. Yeah. Okay, and then environmental result of harsh words is we're born into a place where there's thorns. Yeah, there's sharp, there's broken glass, there's sharp rocks, some place that's a climate that's very harsh, it's very arid, little water, there's lots of scorpions and snakes, and there's lots of large salt waste. I mean, it's incredible, isn't it? Just physical environment is reflection of that kind of action. Result of idle talk is that we're born in a place where the fruit trees don't bear fruit at the proper season. Yeah, all the Australians used to laugh at this one. where the trees have unstable roots and they won't grow. And listen to this one, where the parks and the forests and lakes are overcrowded and they're spoiled. I mean, isn't this an interesting one? Yeah, living in a polluted environment. Yeah, result of idle talk. Yeah, because when we talk, when we talk garbage, yeah, we talk garbage, we wind up living in garbage. And then a karmic result of coveting is that all of our belongings deteriorate real quickly. Everything breaks. Yeah. I mean, incredible. I mean, some places you live in, it's like everything you buy, just the goods in that country, everything breaks. Yeah? I have so many examples to give, I don't know where to start, but when you live in third world countries, you really see it. It's like everything you get, it just doesn't last very long. Yeah? Everything breaks. The first time we use something, it's the last time. Or we're born in a place of extreme poverty and constant misfortune. Yeah? Yeah. So again, a poor environment, a result of this coveting mind that's so greedy, wanting more, wanting more. Environmental result of maliciousness is that we're caught in war-torn areas. Like you go on vacation and then civil war breaks out in the place. I mean, it happens, doesn't it? I mean, people were in the Soviet Union, and all of a sudden, everything's upside down. Nobody knew what was going to happen. Or people in China during Tiananmen Square. Yeah, I mean, you go on holiday, you go on business, then all of a sudden, you're in this incredible, dangerous environment. Yeah. Or you go to a place, and then there's epidemics. Diseases break out. Yeah. But you can really see how this relates to the mental state of causing harm, and we wind up in an environment where the environment's quite hostile to us, where there's lots of wild animals, lots of poisonous insects and snakes, where the food is very bad tasting. Yeah.